come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things and righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. And that is reading the 13 verses that make up the 65th Psalm. And one of the things I believe that through the years that I have enjoyed about doing pastoral work is that you don't have to get everything in one sermon. And I believe that the things that God has placed upon my heart tonight will be somewhat a continued thought from the things that I tried to share with you this morning concerning the goodness of God upon our lives. And I want you to notice in this, as the psalmist talked about the blessings of God, the way that God even watered the earth and caused it to bring forth the produce. You know, the 55th chapter of Isaiah tells us, and I don't think anybody here does, but if you ever have any question about where the rain comes from, just read the 55th chapter of Isaiah, and it tells us there that, you know, God sends the rain and the snow upon the earth and the purpose for which he sends it. And so, you know, here in this 65th Psalm that's mentioned, thou visitest the earth and waterest it, and thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. And so things that we often complain about, you know, we need to stop sometimes, I think, and realize that we are actually complaining at times about the goodness of the Lord. Because it's by his goodness that he sends the rain to water the earth, and he sends the snow to water the earth. But oftentimes we say, oh, I can't believe it's snowing. I hate snow. And a lot of times we end up actually complaining when God is doing his work and taking care of things and benefiting us by doing that. And so I want you to notice here in the also in this psalm, in the 11th verse, it said, thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. And the thought that the Lord has placed on my heart, I want to title this tonight, A Year in Review. And I'm thankful that God has allowed me I'm personally thankful that he has allowed me to be here throughout this year with you. And I thought about my own time here as your pastor. I came here when I started the pastorate here at Fairview Memorial. I came right at the first of the year. So here in about a week, I will have finished 8 years here as your pastor. And there have been things in those years that have been consistent throughout each year. And there are things that are consistent with each year. There are things that we consistently experience throughout the course of a year. Think about what a year is. Well, it's 12 months. It's 52 weeks, or thereabout. It's 365 days. And so, you know, one thing that we do know about a year of time, if we didn't know anything else about it, we do know that a year doesn't seem like it lasts very long. I mean, it's just something that you do. Just a couple of weeks back on the third Sunday night here at the church, we had our Christmas program. And I don't know about you, but when we came that night, you know, to me it was like, didn't we just do this? I mean, it just seemed like it had just, to me it just seemed like it had just been a few weeks since we had had our prior Christmas program. And so we do know that especially with the busy lives that we live, that a year goes by us very quickly. And so here we find ourselves here just about at the end of 2013. Now, God brought this year to pass, and if there's going to be a 2014, and I assure you that you know, in many ways, the people of this world are already looking for it, and they're already planning for it, and they've already got their 2014 vacation plans made, and they've planned out many other things. But now, whether or not 2014 comes to pass will be whether or not God allows it to happen. You know, God, he brings forth every day, and the days add up and become years. And God is in control of all of this. He's in control of time. And one day he's going to stop it. One day he's going to bring an end to time. But God, so far, throughout this year, we find ourselves almost at the end of another year of the year 2013. And if we take the time to reflect, if we take the time to look back through this year, we will find that there have been things that have happened that are consistent with years past, things that have happened in years past. And, you know, one thing that is consistent for us here as a body, as Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, is that we are not the same, we are not exactly the same congregation of people that we were in 2012. There have been people that, you know, among our ranks throughout this year that God has called home to be with the Lord. People that were members of our church last year and throughout this year, the Lord has called them home to be with Him. And if God allows 2014 to come to pass, you know, it's very likely that that will happen again. Throughout this year, there have been people saved. Thank God we have experienced the salvation of souls. I mean, that's the greatest blessing to a church throughout the year, that God would reward her labors with the salvation of souls. And so we have seen people that have labored here, some of them for many years, that God called them to their reward, called them home to be with Him, and saved others and added laborers to the flock. And I pray that those throughout this year that have been saved and have become members of the church will serve the Lord with the great zeal and dedication that
many of those whom God has called home did. People die throughout the course of a year, don't they? Do you think that death ever takes a year off? Well, it doesn't seem to, does it? There are some situations in the Bible. I've never known in my lifetime a year. I've never lived through the course of a year where there was absolutely no rain. I mean, that's something that we expect, and that's something that consistently we see. I've seen years when it got dry, but I don't believe I've ever lived through an entire year where there was no rain. We read about a situation in the Bible where there was a space of about 3.5 years that there just wasn't any rain. I don't know what that would be like. I know it would cause some major problems. But God can send it, and God can withhold it. And He has proven that in times past. I'm persuaded that through the years of the work of the Lord's church, and the church taking the gospel into the world and preaching the gospel to every creature and fulfilling the commission that the Lord gave to His church, that throughout the course of the year, that God honors that, His word and rewards the work of the church from year to year with the salvation of souls. Thank God that He does. There may be times, and there have been times, and there have been years, and you can read about them in the scriptures, and you can read about them all over the pages of church history. There have been those years where it seems that God has really revived His people, and there have been a large number of people saved throughout a year. But it seems that consistently throughout the course of the year, the gospel has its effect upon the souls of men. And some people turn to the Lord. Some of you here tonight throughout this year, some of you have been blessed this year with family members being saved and added to the church. I thank God for the revival meeting that He blessed us with in 2013. I pray that if God grants us a summer revival in 2014, and Brother Chris Jones from Indianapolis gets to come and labor with us, that God will pour His blessings out upon us. You know, there have been things that have been changed, that things have changed drastically. If we could go back many years and we could experience some of the things that people experienced in years ago that lived before us, we would see that, the cultures of people and the lifestyles of people have drastically changed through the years. I mean, we've seen changes even in our own lives. Things, the way things are now compared to the way they were when we were children, we've seen drastic changes happen throughout the years of our lives. But you know, one thing that's really consistent is that God crowns the year with His goodness. You know, the one thing that every generation of people that have lived up on the face of the earth, though that they have seen, as I said, many different things. They've seen, there's been a plurality of cultures and the way that people live. But, one thing that has been consistent from generation to generation, year after year, is that God has been present. God has been with every generation of people that has dwelt upon the face of the earth. Through His Holy Spirit, He's with us. He has blessed His church year after year after year after year after year. And every year since the time that the Lord organized His church and left her here in the world to do His work, in every local body, every year, we could look back when we reached the end of the year. We could look back and we could see the hand of God upon us, couldn't we? We could look back every year and we could see the good things that the Lord has done for us. And I'm afraid that oftentimes, before the year is even over, we have forgotten the fact that God has crowned our year with His goodness, that He has provided for us, that He has blessed us, that He has been present with us, that He has granted His grace to us in times of trial, that He has caused us to rejoice in times of victory year after year after year. I don't know how many years I'm going to live, do you? When I was born into the world, I had no idea how many years I would live, and I still don't know. All I'm aware of is the years that I have lived so far. But whether or not I'll make it through another one, that's only in the mind of God, and I don't know that. But I'm telling you this, that if 2014 begins, there's going to be things that I'm going to be looking for and anticipating and expecting that God is going to do through that year, just as He has in years gone by. Can you look back through your life and see that consistency? Can you look back and see, you know, the same God that I know now, that's blessing my life now, that has blessed my life throughout this year, this past year, 30 years ago or 40 years ago, He was doing the same thing. He was blessing me then. And I knew then that He was with me, just like I know now that He has with me. You see, this year, this summer, marked the 40th year for me since I have been saved. And I'm telling you, God has been with me in every one of them. Every year, I've been able to look back and say, God has been good to me throughout the course of the year. He has poured His blessings out upon my life, and He continues to do that. God continues to take care of the earth in a way that we can use it to make provision, doesn't He? I'll tell you what, a lot of times things that we begin to take for granted. I mean, seriously, think about it. Think about it in your own mind. When it rains, do you just, okay, it's raining. I mean, do these things really make us stop and think? God is being good to us. God is blessing us. God is sending water down from above to water the earth that it might be able to continue to provide for us. I'll tell you what, the 3.5 years that we read about in the days of Elijah, when there wasn't any rain, I'm telling you, things got rough. I mean, it was a great hardship to those people. So maybe the next time that you look up and the rain is falling or the snow is falling, maybe rather than worrying about how it's going to affect us driving or in some other way, maybe we can just look at that and say, God is bestowing His goodness upon us. If we would stop, and I know it's hard for us to do, but if we would stop taking so many things in life for granted, we would see more of the goodness of God. We would understand it better if we would just stop looking at things as mere chance or mere circumstance, because according to God's word, that's not what they are. God has provided throughout this year. He created the earth, and does it not belong to Him? Doesn't the Bible tell us the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein? For He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. God created it. God owns it. It belongs to Him. And God continues year after year to take care of it. Now, I think that mankind has tried just about everything they can to destroy it. But we're not going to destroy it. God will. God one day will destroy it. He owns it, and He can destroy it, and He will. He'll bring an end to time, and He'll burn it up. That's Bible, and that'll preach. That's God's word. That's the truth. But we're not going to destroy it. God continues to provide and take care of these things. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. You drive down the road a lot of times and look out in the field and you see cattle everywhere. There's a man up about 75 miles north of here, got a big sign up, and I never have figured out what he means, but he's got a big sign up there that says he has used cows for sale. And I have no idea what that means. But you see cattle everywhere. And you know what the Bible tells me about that? That God owns them. That He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And I saw them in 2010 and 11 and 12 and this year as well. And God continues to produce things that allow us to continue to live here. And He blesses the earth that we might continue to use it. He continues to fill us with His goodness and bless us with many spiritual blessings from heaven. And I thank God that every time that we approach the end of a year as we are now, that we're able to look back throughout that brief period of time, a year, and say, oh, God has been good to us. He has crowned the year with His goodness. Yes, we've had trials. Yes, we've had to say goodbye to people that we love. But God's grace has been there for us. He has sustained us and brought us through those trials by His grace. And it's always sufficient, isn't it? Isn't God's grace sufficient for everything that we face? It sure is. So I know this, that for those who are saved, with the dawning of a new year, we don't have anything to fear, because we can trust and anticipate that God is going to be with us like He always has been. You know, thank God that we're never going to have to come to the end of a year and say, well, you know, we haven't heard anything from God this year. He has left us. He's completely forsaken us, because He promised us that He would never do that. Jesus said to His church, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. So as this year swiftly approaches an end, we should look back. Slow down. Slow down for a little while and just reflect upon the things that God has blessed us with. Read His Word and have a vivid, let it make a vivid impression upon your mind that when the rain is falling, it's not just happenstance. God is sending it. God is blessing us with that. Reflect and give Him thanks for the things that He has blessed us with throughout the year. Thank Him for the souls that were saved. Thank Him for for Dalton, who just a few weeks ago, you know, after months and months, just finally made his profession. Thank God for that. 2013 will always be a special year to him, won't it? I appreciate your attention tonight. I hope that something has been said that will be helpful to you. Sometimes we get into this mad race of life, and we rush through a year and we just completely forget about the fact that God has crowned the year with His goodness. So let's have a song. As I said, let's just follow the Lord. And if you know, this is our last regular Sunday service for this year. We have our New Year's Eve service scheduled for Tuesday evening at 6:00. But if you have something that you'd like to thank God for this year, you're almost out of time to do that. And so if God puts something on your heart tonight, just follow the Lord while we stand and sing.